So, you know, you have to take all the available data, which of course is not optimal, and distill that into what you're going to tell a patient.
Yeah.
I'm kind of curious right now. Let's talk about just four cycles of AC. A patient who's in her 50s, completely healthy, what would you say to them in terms of what's the risk of cardiomyopathy? What would you say to a 65-year-old who has a long history of hypertension but no cardiac events?
Well, I would say in a woman at 50 who's very healthy, the risk of cardiac damage is minimal. Probably a serious cardiac damage, less than a half or a quarter percent. There's extensive data on FVC that the French have looked at. I think where it's tough is when you start getting people who may have diastolic dysfunction secondary to hypertension. And for me, who is older, you know, I always thought congestive heart failure, you had a big heart on x-ray and you came in to the emergency room and the clinical findings were clear and you had an S3. Now you're going to have normal cardiac size go into failure very quickly. And it's probably due to the fact that you don't have a distensible ventricle and you can't compensate and get the appropriate output, it's different. And apparently the data suggests that that's the most common cause of heart failure
right.
that we're seeing now in women.
That was a discussion that occurred.
Yeah, I thought it was a superb discussion. I must say in my own experience, I don't see a lot of my patients coming in with this flash cardiac failure and then coming back to me. We're not seeing it reported, for instance, in the AEs of the studies. Because all hospitalizations for patients on clinical trials are now significant adverse events that go in. So I would...
But you must only have like a couple hundred or a few hundred people in AC.
Yes, that's true. But, you know, in the CLGB trials, of those 600 patients who were 65 and older, the vast majority, at least in the toxicity, they were all in anthracycline-containing regimens.
Right.
And some of them, like, for instance, in the AC with or without paclitaxel, the randomization there could have even been to 90 milligrams of doxorubicin every 3 weeks for four cycles. You know, substantial dose for a lot of people. So I think that someone who has hypertension, especially poorly controlled for many years, 50s, 60s, I might quote them a higher incidence of cardiac, you know, events. I'd be making it up, but I would say it could be as high as a few percent in those patients. And perhaps now with getting regimens that look effective, that don't contain anthracyclines, these would be better choices for some of these patients.